AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. Former President Bill Clinton will be home for Christmas after being discharged from a Washington hospital where he was treated for the flu.
Former President Bill Clinton has been discharged from a Washington hospital one day after being admitted with a fever. Clinton's deputy chief of staff says the 78-year-old is being treated for the flu. He and his family are deeply grateful for the exceptional care being provided by the team at MedStar Georgetown University Hospital. Clinton also sent his warmest wishes for a happy and healthy holiday season to all. Clinton was hospitalized on Monday afternoon for testing and observation. I'm Shelley Adler.
One of Colombia's legendary drug lords and a key operator of the Medellin cartel has been deported back to the South American country after serving 25 years of a 30-year prison sentence in the United States. It's up to President Joe Biden to decide whether a Japanese company's acquisition of U.S. steel creates possible national security risks.
The Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States has failed to reach a consensus on the possible national security risks of a nearly $15 billion proposed acquisition of U.S. steel by Nippon Steel of Japan. Monday was the deadline for the committee to either approve the deal, recommend that President Joe Biden block it, or extend the review process. The White House says Biden has 15 days to reach a final decision, but he has previously said that he opposes the deal, saying that it's vital for U.S. Steel to remain an American steel company that is domestically owned and operated. President-elect Donald Trump opposes it as well. Under the terms of the all-cash deal, U.S. Steel would keep its name and headquarters in Pittsburgh. It would become a subsidiary of Nippon Steel. And according to the World Steel Association, the combined company would be among the top three steel makers in the world. Donna Warder, Washington.
This is AP News. Sudan's war is deepening and widening a famine crisis. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
A global hunger monitoring group says famine is spreading in Sudan due to a war between the military and a notorious paramilitary group that's devastated the country and created the world's largest displacement crisis. The Integrated Food Security Phase Classification, or IPC, says it's detected famine in five areas, including in Sudan's largest displacement camp, Zamzam, in North Darfur province. Dervla Cleary, Senior Emergency and Rehabilitation Officer at the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization, tells the AP food security has worsened in the country.
So what we're seeing is an unprecedented deepening of the crisis.
Cleary adds, it's unacceptable in a world like today, where there's so much prosperity, that you're seeing people dying of hunger. I'm Charles de la Desma.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.